As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Shay, and you're here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We are here at UBC on unceded Musqueam territory, broadcasting out of the UBC Nest. So thank you for joining me today. I have in the studio today Kirsten Ludwig and Alexandria. They're going to play some songs and chat about a tour that they're currently on. And yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be fun times. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Kirsten Ludwig. And I'm Alexandria Mayo.
And I have some laryngitis today, so I've got my sexy voice on.
And I have allergies, so I have just sniffles.
It's totally okay. Would you like to play a song?
Yes. The song I'm going to play is off my latest record that I just released last month, and it's called Cinnamon.
Cool.
Cherry blossom, cherry tree top, the sweetness fills my nose and my lungs. Breakfast corner, syrup, cinnamon, the stale coffee's only thing fueling the morning. Why brick houses only know my dark secrets? Skylight fountain having the garden with me tonight. With me tonight. Beg me tonight, behave tonight. Why so serious? I said, why so serious? I know I'm quiet, but I'm curious. A small fracture is the least of my worries. You can wrench my crying eyes, but that don't mean it hurt tonight. Why brick houses only know my dark secrets? Skylight fountain behaving the garden with me tonight. With me tonight. Beg me tonight. Behave to, oh, you're glorious. You're also sheltered to speak the tongue of the night. The driving tunes. I am a recluse. Your soft-sunk eyes are widow's muse. Skeleton of brick, you're not in use. You're not in use. Mindful ocean. to commit to the cosmic town, the beggar's town, the lonely town.
Hey.
Sorry about that. It's like, am I sexy or prepubescent? I don't know.
There's a fine line.
Yeah, it's a very fine line.
I thought it was lovely.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What was the name of that?
That's called Cinnamon, and it was the single off of my new record, Honest Tracks. So, yeah, you can get that online.
On Bandcamp, correct?
Yep.
Is that the best place for people to look for your music?
Yeah. Just selling it on Bandcamp. I just released it to 12-inch vinyl as well, so you can order that on Bandcamp as well. So
cool.
Yeah. Super exciting.
Nice. And how many songs are on the album?
It's just 6, actually. Awesome. So some people have been calling it an EP, but I consider it like a full work in terms of like content.
Of course.
So I'm calling it an album. Nice. I can call it whatever I want.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You can. And you're touring from Calgary, right?
Yeah. So
where did you start it?
So I live in, I'm from Calgary, but I live in Victoria. So I started actually in Slave Lake, Alberta, which is like northern Alberta, and went to Montreal and back. So I've been gone for 3 weeks now, and then I have 3 more shows, and it's done. So,
how many shows altogether?
It was 11 shows, so it was pretty kind of sparse. And then I had to cancel a couple just because I was out in Montreal during Easter, which was really difficult. When I was planning the tour, I didn't realize that it was Easter, and then I was like, oh, shoot. So yeah, it's kind of, but it's been nice to like, especially through Ontario, as you know, the driving is pretty insane out there. So it was nice to have some days off that I could actually drive and not, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Not on 6-lane highways.
Yeah. But yeah, so we've got a show tonight and show tomorrow in Tofino and then Victoria and then it's over. So
nice.
Yeah.
And the show tonight is where?
It's on King Edward West. Is that
633 West King Ed?
Okay,
and it's a house party. Yeah,
it's a house party.
That's awesome. Yeah,
where apparently there's gonna be pizza.
Yeah, it's a pizza party.
Do you know the people that own the house or?
No. So like the idea of the tour is like it's with Dan Mangan's Matic Records. So he's like put together this series where people can submit their homes randomly and then they kind of reach out to the homeowners and say, would you like to book or like host this artist? And they either say yes or no. So all the shows that I've played are strangers' houses. So you just show up and say like, hey, like I'm Kirsten, can't wait to play. Which has been so awesome. I was really nervous at first because you don't know, like, when you show up at someone's house, like, who's going to show up or there's going to be people there at all.
You should tell them the story about the song.
Oh, yeah. So in Brampton, I played in Brampton, Ontario. And the host was so stoked, like, more stoked than I even am on my music. And he, like, learned one of my songs. And, like, his wife at the end of the show was like, Edward, like, has learn this song, can he play and like you sing? And I'm like, sure. So like he played the piano and I sung my own song. It was the best moment of my life.
And like, he like knew all of like the people that you played with by like first.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was like, yeah, like all the people on my latest record that was released like a couple weeks ago was like, oh yeah, like Sam Weber and like Hugh Mackey are so good on your album. Like it was so funny. So yeah, but anyways, yeah, so we don't know whose house it is, but I've been emailing with them, so it's really cool, yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So all of the shows that you've done are house shows?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So it's really a really cool, interesting way to experience, like, the different communities, because as opposed to going to a bar or something where
you meet just like random people, you actually get to be submerged into somebody's like friend group and like their family. And like I stayed with a couple people along the way too, because that's kind of part of the deal, is that like they give you accommodation and stuff like that. So
that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully it like picks up, because this is just the third house show tour with Matic Records, but I think they have quite a few more in the series.
That's really amazing. So they have that set up all across Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys drove. That's a lot of driving.
Yeah.
Canada's big.
So I, like, Alex is just playing with me on the last three shows, but I brought my mom on the first 3 weeks. It was so funny. Yeah. So, but yeah, just playing alone, and yeah, it's a lot of driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what kind of people show up at these house party shows? Because I'd assume it'd be like people who are into your music, and then the person is just like, hey, gang, I'm throwing a party.
Yeah.
Like, you guys want to show up? There's like free booze and a cool artist. Well, you like hang out after the show? Yeah. Do you guys like, you know, just.
They like cook you dinner, which is awesome. And then, yeah, you just like hang out with like people's friends and like drink and. Like, someone gave me homemade maple syrup randomly. I was like, I'll take it.
Was it in Quebec?
Yeah. They're like, it's illegal. Because, like, supposedly you need to, like, buy a permit or something to make maple syrup.
Anyways. Wow. It was illegally tapped maple syrup.
She got black market maple
black
syrup.
Mark.
Is living that, on the edge.
That's as Canadian as you can get. Yeah.
Black market maple syrup.
So did your mom have fun at the parties?
Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm surprised she didn't pull out any baby photos. Mom, stop like, crying at every show. I'm like, can you wait in the car? No, she was super stoked. She like did so much driving and was such a road warrior. It was awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah. But
must have been nice to have that support.
Yeah.
The comfort of home.
Yeah. Except for when we were like fighting, like bickering. But yeah, the types of people that show up at the shows, you never know, because you're like, well, I don't know in rural Alberta if people are going to like alternative music. But man, like people are so stoked on it. Like, no one's ever been to a house concert that were at those shows. Like no one had ever been to a house show. So everyone was so excited about it. And yeah.
What was the general age group, out of curiosity?
It was like over 40.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
It was like I had no, like probably 35 to 55. There was like no really young people.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is like, yeah. Which they were so stoked. Just like giving me cash. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. Yeah. Yeah. It was so sweet.
Awesome. Yeah. Would you like to play another song?
Yeah, totally. Alex, did you want to play a song?
I'm easy.
Yeah, you play.
Okay. Sure. I'm Alex. I'm Alexandria. I'm playing with Kirsten for like the next three shows. We actually went on a tour together in February, was it?
Mm-hmm.
We just did a West Coast or Western Canadian tour, and we played so many like yoga studios.
Cool.
It was so really zen. Fun.
Yeah.
Very mellow.
Wait, did you play like during a class?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played during we played
really?
In hot yoga.
No.
While really? People, yeah, that's like my night job is playing live music in hot yoga studios.
Really?
So it's through like Moksha Yoga. So we just like played like a tour and like included all of the stops. Like we went to like Sherbrooke in Alberta and like Calgary, Edmonton.
Alex was telling me yesterday that she had a spider crawling on her during one of the classes.
It was like really that was the first where I had a spider sitting on my shoulder the whole time
while you were playing.
While I was playing, and you can't stop because it breaks the zen.
That's commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if someone's like halfway through Shavasana, stop
playing.
Yeah,
you can't just be like,
that's
going to
ruin it for them.
Ruin their lives. Yeah, anyways. So this is a song I'm going to play for you. I'm putting out an album too, so this is going to be on it.
Cool. Thank you.
guys were so kind when I had a lot on my mind, which I quickly forgot once we started to talk. We both missed our stop, justifying the long walk. It was better to be late than to go another day without small talk. Little conversation leading to a million heart palpitations. Ooh, I was sweetly pitted, left completely smitten by
was lovely.
Thank you.
What's the name of that?
That's called Smitten.
Nice. And would you like to introduce yourself one more time for the fans?
Alexandra. Fans.
The crowd's out there.
My mom.
My mom.
Gotta shout out the moms.
I'm Alexandra Mayo. I'm supporting Kristen Ludwig on her Cross Canada tour for her album Honest Tracks, which she released very recently, and you can get off of Bandcamp, and it's very lovely. It just, like, it's so just calming to listen to. Mm-hmm. I feel like I, like, fall asleep every time, but, like, a good, like, fall asleep.
I was going to say thanks.
Comforting rest.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
I listen to it, like, yeah, like, when I'm, like, brushing my teeth and stuff. I'm just getting ready for the day.
When you want to be, like, bored. Thanks.
Brushing my teeth is, like, my favorite part of the day.
So. Okay, cool.
Me too.
He gets it.
All right, I'm going to play a couple ads, and then we'll get back to some chatting and some music. Sweet. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous radio collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Okay, and we're back here on Shine On CITR, and I'm live in the studio with Kirsten Ludwig and Alexandria Mayo. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's always good when there's kind of touring bands coming through Vancouver and we can grab them up for the daytime studio set.
Yeah, do you have them often?
We're doing it more and more because we just moved into this new space in the summertime.
Like, yeah, it looks great.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Have you ever been to UBC before this?
I have. I get lost every time.
Yeah?
Every single time I get so lost.
Nice. Had you ever been to the CITR Old Station? Yeah. So you know the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. but yeah, the new space, it's a lot bigger, especially our lounge. Mm-hmm. And we have, for our listeners that are not here, but we have glass doors. Glass kind of like what are those called? They kind of
doors.
Yeah, they're doors. They're glass doors, and they move to the side, so it opens up into the atrium of the sub. So we get
panels,
maybe like they kind of like
yeah, they bend. Or yeah, they have hinges.
Talking with my hands is not going to help for my listeners.
They have hinges and they like fold into each other.
Yeah,
thus from a space where you have supposedly 4 meters of glass wall, it shrinks via hinges and physics
engineering
into about, I'd say, a 60 centimeter space of glass panes like pushed against the wall.
Yeah.
And then you have another 3 meters and 40 centimeters of just openness.
Yes.
Yeah, they get the idea.
You understand, right?
Painting a picture with my words.
With my mouth.
Such a poet.
Yeah.
So those are the doors that we have.
That's like the biggest change.
That's the biggest change.
Do you ever get, for all the fans and listeners out there, there's a window that looks onto like a nice atrium from the studio. Do you ever get people that look in?
Mm-hmm. And so there was a window in the old station for the on-air studio, but it faced, like, the window was behind you. So, like, where your chair was and where the computers and the boards were set up, the window was behind you. So you never actually saw if people were, like, looking mm-hmm. in or whatever. So it's totally cool. Mm-hmm. But this, for our listeners that can't see, we're kind of, like, there's a window, like, directly to our right. And so it's very, like, visible for us within the studio, and for them, they can look in. As well as a window that looks into our lounge. So there's a lot more eyes.
Mm-hmm. I saw like a guy like struggling with his burger, like right before you started to sing your song. Like, he had cheese dangling, and I was like, "Oh, that's interesting."
Just watching people eat their lunch. Yeah. He ever bored?
So there are little speakers outside.
Mm-hmm. They can hear us.
Yeah.
Yes, they can.
So
hear us.
So feel free to call out Burger Boy.
Yeah,
Burger Boy. Well, he's gone now. So
that's
a shame.
Like, feel free to call out other people and just freak them out.
Yeah.
Just kidding, we're not gonna do that.
Just kidding.
But yeah, there was one day, I think it was like one of the first shows that I did in this new studio, and I'm just like doing my thing and like getting into the music and stuff, and this guy comes that I have never seen him in my life, and he like stands on the stairs just like directly so I could like directly see him. And I'm doing my stuff, and he's just standing there and, like, not really, like, doing anything. So I'm just like, okay, he's, like, you know, jamming to the music or whatever. And then, like, seconds and seconds pass, and he's, like, just still standing there. And I'm just like, okay, like, hello, you know. and then he pulls out his phone, and he's, like, taking, like, photos of me in the studio. And he starts... And I'm just like, okay, well, now I get awkward because, like, I'm aware of him taking photos of me, but I don't know if I should be smiling or, like, what I should be doing. And so I just kind of ignore to some extent, just kind of, like, keep doing my thing and, like, just make it, you know, whatever, not think about it. And then he starts, like, tapping on the window and being, like, motioning for me to smile. It was really weird. It was a weird experience.
Like, oh, did you ever find out who this guy was?
I don't know who it is. I never saw him after.
He's
like,
not from Earth.
There's just some alien walking around with pictures of you in the studio.
Right? I was just like, that's not creepy, really man. Okay to do. Like, I don't know you. Don't ask me to smile for you. I'm not a monkey. But, yeah, other than that, it hasn't been too weird. I got used to it pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And, like, Eric, you have your own show. Like, how do you feel about the window situation?
Oh, it's good. I really dislike it, though, because the doors are locked there, and only certain people have the code. So, like, I'm talking into the microphone, you know, doing the show, and then someone will just stand there and be like, can you open the door? Like, hey, man, like, open the door. And they'll just be like, one second. And I'm like, I need to finish the thing. And they'll just be like, come like point to their watch and be like, come on, man. And it's just like,
well, you just have this like
it's
unintended
very frustrating.
Pressure. And you're like,
like,
well,
we're doing a thing in here.
It's
right
not
now.
Like I'm in the middle of something live. Like, it's totally fine. So everyone can hear us right now out there.
Yeah.
It feels kind of like, do you know, like when you go to like an aquarium and you like look at fish in a fish tank and they like they know you're there but like they just don't look at you. I feel like that's what's happening right now. Like I've definitely.
Are we the fish?
No, they're the fish.
They're the fish.
I mean, we're technically in an enclosed area, but like.
Like so are they.
But so are they.
Yeah, it's true.
It's all about perspective, right?
It's just sizes.
Such a.
I have a question though. That's related to this.
Fish tanks?
So, well, sort of. More about entertainment.
Okay.
So you were driving a long time, right? For the tour.
Correct.
Did you ever, when you were driving, play famous driving game? Also famous game played at other times. Would you rather? Do you ever play Would You Rather with your mom?
I should have. I should have played Would You Rather. Wait, Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I didn't. We played was I Spy.
Oh, that's good. Except when you're in, like, Saskatchewan.
I was just about to say we played it in the prairies, and it was like, I Spy.
See wheat.
Brown. Is it wheat? Yes.
Okay, well, I have a question, because I thought of this. Would you – here at CITR – a lot of people are really into Would You Rathers. It's like a thing.
It's a thing.
So I came up with a new one.
Okay.
Would you rather be a magician in a circus or a trapeze artist, like the trapeze person in a circus? So either situation, you're in a circus. Would you rather be the magician or the trapeze?
I would be the – I'm just going to take over. I'm just gonna,
yeah, this is an open question.
Be the magician because, like, couldn't a magician just, like, magically appear on the trapeze? And then, therefore, you do both.
Nice.
I guess it depends on, like, your skill level
I
as a magician
saw,
and trapeze
like,
artist.
Well, obviously,
magicians
I'm,
are still people.
I'm, like, the best magician. Like, I'm just shooting for the stars here. Like, I would be the magician that gets – like, that just teleports. So
okay.
I would be on the trapeze. So I'd be a magician because I could do anything.
And my answer would be I would be a magician so that I didn't have to go on the trapeze. So
just completely avoid it.
Yeah.
Just
don't
even
really
look
easy,
at it.
Would you rather just – but thank
okay.
you.
What about you, Shay?
Okay, well, then I'll ask you one that's infamous.
What would you do?
Oh, sorry. For me, I would choose trapeze just because I'm into the like – you know, exciting,
right.
like
thrilling.
Thrilling, whoa. Kind of like, this is insane.
I mean, magic's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Magic's more of a mind crazy, you know?
Unless you're Alex and you can teleport.
I want to get some adrenaline. Yeah, well, teleporting magicians probably go through a lot of adrenaline.
It's probably a thing.
Okay, I'll ask you an infamous CITR. Would you rather? So... basically, you have to envision that aliens have come to Earth and kind of taken over. And
like that guy taking a photo of you.
Yeah, exactly. That alien dude. And so they capture humans. Any humans that they find, they'll capture and put into kind of like a human zoo.
Okay.
And in the zoo, if you're captured, you're like given full food and like nutrition and you get to just chill with like all the other people. But you're trapped and you can't ever leave. So there's that, or you could be a free human on the run for the rest of your life, because you're always going to be running away from the aliens to avoid entrapment. So which one would you rather?
I would rather be a human on the run.
Why?
I don't know. Why? I don't know. I just... It would be like exciting. I don't like to be in one place forever. So I don't know. I would rather do that. What would you do?
Well, I feel like the first is just like, just to get deep here, is just an analogy for like our lives in general and like, you know, the certain state of the... Anyway, I would definitely be the latter too, because I always have dreams about like apocalypses, and like I would like definitely have like a bow and arrow, and like I'm pretty sure I'd be okay. Like, I'm a vegetarian, but if I had to eat meat, I'd do it too.
Doesn't have anything to do with the situation.
I'll do it. I'll eat meat. Just thinking,
like if I have to, and it's the end of the world. Then I'll give up my morals.
You don't know what you're gonna have to do when you're on the run. So I'm just assuming like you would like you wouldn't be able to shower.
But
and
then
stuff.
Think about this: if you're in the human zoo, you'd probably get the option of vegetarian diet.
But there's like lots
and then
of
you
berries.
You could uphold
and stuff.
Your morals.
What would you guys do?
Personally, I've always been on the run as well. Yeah. Whenever I've been asked this question.
When I originally responded, I said that I'd be on the run, but I envisioned it as like a rebel group. Yeah. Like I would be like a Che Guevara figure, like in a human uprising against the aliens. Not as like a vagrant who just like wanders the barrenous earth.
Forced yeah, that's to true. Eat. I guess you have to know your role. Like
yeah, so it's not clear though what it would be, but I think now I'd like be down with the zoo, you know, if they have like, you know, I got like.
Like gourmet
Spotify
meals.
And Netflix.
You can maybe get like massages.
Oh, by like
by
the
aliens. Maybe they have really cool hands.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, last one. This is the original Would You Rather of CITR. Would you rather be married to? You marry either an alien, and it's like your standard 3 foot tall, maybe 4 foot if it's like a really tall alien. Like a little gray dude or gal is like not really clear. Like I guess it's your preference, like whichever you prefer. That alien figure, standard alien, or a vegetable man. So not like someone who's in a coma, but like a beet or like a carrot person.
Yeah, like.
Or like
how tall are they? Like 3 feet is like
No, they're
probably
like
tall.
Feet?
I envision
yeah,
tall.
Yeah, they're like pretty tall. It's like the Jolly Green Giant.
Like a giant piece of celery like walking kind of thing.
Yeah. They're still edible too.
Yeah, and the vegetable is completely
oh,
your
gosh.
It's like it's a full
that
of
changes
it's
everything.
A full of vegetable.
Yeah, they're edible.
So like in hot weather they might get cooked. Like
yeah, right. They
yeah,
get foggy.
It's yeah.
a factor. You might have to rethink your location if you're really in love.
Yeah, like if you have a potato, you might not want to go to like the hot springs.
I would say alien because I don't want to be concerned about that.
Okay.
I mean, mine's a little bit twisted, my thought process, where I got to in my end conclusions. So going back to your previous, would you rather, if the alien was a part of the zoo, like the zoo making, like, I would rather probably, like, marry a vegetable man because, like, I mean, if he passed on, then, like, I'd have food.
Yeah, or if you get in an argument.
Yeah, it's like, wait, stop that. And just like
so
eat
you'd
the
like,
mouth.
You'd like to be on the run with a vegetable man.
Yeah. He would like really come in handy in terms of like comfort, but also like just
that,
like nourishment.
That's your new concept album. It's on the run with
I
a vegetable
think I'm looking
man.
Into these like really like just too much into it. I think I just need to just take it for like face value. Like maybe an alien like man or woman would be fun. Like who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe they're like magician. They can do fun things.
Okay, I think that's enough. Would you guys for now? Thank you for the questions.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You got deep there.
Yeah. All right. Would you like to play some more music?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Get back into it. Would you rather
Would you rather play a song or keep playing Would You Rather?
Truth.
Hopefully my voice doesn't completely go. So. This is a new song and it's called We Get It Now.
despite yourself as a warm-blooded body. Don't let the critics see the monster in your skin. I'm not your enemy. Why are you trying to fight me? Can we really call it fighting if you're not gonna speak? Can we really call it fighting if you're not gonna see me? You're making me sad, 'cause you're on the road and you don't know what you had. You're stressed but you're good. We get it now, you're misunderstood. Scruff on your face, no evidence of being a boy. All I can see is a child now. How? Kicking and screaming, judging everyone who ain't good enough. I guess I'm one of them now. I guess I'm one of them now. Ow, a coward, they say, will tip you off in a text, then hide away. Ditch me, I'm gone. I'm human, and that's what went wrong. Oh, I can see you now in front of the crowd, all hollow. All the things you seek, your tendencies, your ego's needs. Let me remind you, I'm not a business deal. You can't shred the documents, the spreadsheets of our memories, the recent draft, the hard copy. There are things you cannot delete. I said, there are things I cannot delete.
Thanks. So husky.
That was great.
Thank you. That's a new one. That's not on the album. So
what was that one called?
It's called We Get It Now.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Is it for something else that's upcoming or just a new one that you wrote?
Just a new one, yeah. Yeah. Because cool. These songs, like this record is quite old. Like I recorded it last year. So it's obviously a lot happens in that time, and like you write a lot in a year, so the songs on the album are still relevant, but I don't know, you just kind of get bored sometimes and need to play new stuff, so.
Of course, yeah. It was like a year of writing the songs that made up the album.
This one actually, no, it was just so the way Honest Tracks came about was I got a Factor grant and then kind of just clumped like 6 songs together that I kind of had written in a month span. And then it kind of just blossomed into this. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but like I have written a whole bunch since in a year's time since mm-hmm. I had recorded that. So
cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play just a couple more ads and then totally. Alex, would you like to play another song?
Sure.
Okay. Awesome. Sounds good.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. If only I could dream,
we could start again. The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name's Shay, and this is the show Shine On. And I'm live in studio with Kirsten Ludwig and Alexandria Mayo. And Alex is going to play a song for us.
Thank you.
Thank you, thanks so much.
That was great. What's the name of that one?
That's called Never Stop.
Never Stop. Awesome. Yeah, would you like to play another song before we dip?
Yeah.
Yeah? Short one?
Yeah, yeah. Is that okay if I play a cover?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I'm trying to think of something that's in my, like, lower register.
In the sexy range.
In my sexy range.
This is Kristen Ludwig on CITR.
Driving through the streets tonight, it's hot, I got the windows down. I wish I could call you, I wish you were still around. Nothing much left in the tank, somehow this thing still drives. It forgot what it needed, but somehow still survives. And all the walls we built, they must come down. Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and knock me down again? Hey, you come and knock me down again. Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and knock me down? Come and knock me down, come and knock me down tonight. Lying in the bed at night, feeling like I'm somebody else. Thoughts inside my head get lost inside that haunted house. Everyone I used to know left their dreams by the door. I accidentally kick a mess so I can tell you're still not sure. And all the walls we built, they rise and they fall. Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and knock me down tonight? Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and knock me down tonight? Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come? It's hot, I got the windows down. I wish I could call you, I wish you were still around. Thank you.
That was great.
Thanks so Sorry. Much. Hi everybody, I'm Kristen Ludwig.
I sound like Cher.
A little bit. What was this? Sorry.
Do you believe in love?
That song was by Ryan Adams, and it's called My Wrecking Ball.
Cool.
Ryan, not Brian.
Ryan Adams. Gotta make that distinction. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so, so much, ladies, for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
And to all the listeners out there, you were just listening to Kristen Ludwig and Alexandria Mayo, and they are on a cross-Canada tour currently, stopping in Vancouver today. So they're playing a house show in King Ed. What's the address? Do you remember?
633 West King Ed.
633 West King Ed. It's a house show. It's going to be really cool, I think.
Yeah. It's on our face, both of our Facebooks, so, and websites.
Awesome. And they're moving on to Tofino tomorrow and then on to Vic. Correct.
Yeah.
Awesome. And check out their band camps, Kirsten Ludwig, band camp. Do you have a band camp yourself?
AlexandriaMailot.bandcamp.com. Yes. MAILLOT.
Awesome. Check them out. It's great to have some talented ladies in the studio today. It was awesome.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a really fun show tonight. I'm going to try to go and and have fun with the rest of the tour.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. All right. So you were listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Shay. This has been Shine On. I'll be back next week. Stay tuned. Sachin is coming up with the show Albion. It's going to be great. And I'm going to leave you with a song by Aura Kogan while we wait, because she's wonderful. So have a good week, everyone. And thank you once again for joining me, ladies.
Thanks.